Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
2 months ago, callers, my radio show, and emailers said, Alex, start a national coffee party to wake up the tea parties that neocons are taking it over. And we bought the website names. I didn't build it. I meant to just put up a code of what a real Tea Party person, from my view, should support. Cutting taxes, smaller government, controlling our borders, not launching all these new wars, you know, that the Oath Keepers are good, Sheriff Mack is good. Because now the Republican Party's coming out demonizing Sheriff Mack and saying, oh, these are extremists, saying sheriffs need to, you know, run their county and that the states need to get control. Well, now the Democrats have been caught setting up a coffee party, no doubt trying to preempt us. So we're going to crack the whip around here and get this up and get this rolling in the next few days. I'm going to cover more of that coming up. We got Ron Paul in 1 hour. We'll talk about a host of important issues with the congressman. But for the next 30 minutes, we're joined by Larry Pratt, executive director of the only real national no-compromise Second Amendment lobby, Gun Owners of America. And I've got him on about a host of issues, but every few months he comes on to break down the latest attack strategies by the victim disarmament parasites in government. And the D.C. Heller case said, yeah, you've got an individual right, but we have a right to restrict it. So it was really, in a way, bad. In new statements, they haven't ruled yet, but they made statements during the deliberations that, oh, yeah, Chicago and New York and D.C. can't completely not let you have guns, but we do, basically, you have a right to turn your guns in. Yes, you have a Second Amendment, but we have a right to ban your guns if we want, which is totally asinine. So joining us is Larry Pratt. Larry, I've seen some of the gun-grabbing groups are saying they're actually happy about where the court's going.
A couple reasons, I think. One is that they're hoping that the standard that the court will use in determining that the Chicago handgun ban is unconstitutional, and most people think they will do that, but the standard that they are very possibly going to use would mean that you could start heading off into the wild blue yonder and making housing a right or health a right. And, of course, that would be the end of freedom in this country as we know it. And this is something that has been developing over time. This wouldn't be new with this case. The judges have been taking power into their hands for a long time. That's not a newsflash, certainly not to you and your listeners. But the fact is they may continue in that direction, and that is going to mean more gun control would be possible. They'll decide on a case-by-case basis, but Scalia's opinion in the D.C. handgun case made it sound like he didn't have any problem if government wanted to outlaw machine guns. Well, excuse me, but if there is a militia weapon of our day, the quintessential militia weapon, that's it. That's the one that the Swiss send home with every one of their citizen army. And here in this country, we think somehow only the government should have the militia weapon. Woof. That's the kind of militia they have in Cuba, in Venezuela, had in Soviet Union, and so forth. So it's going to be nice that you'll be able to have a handgun in Chicago. That's a likely outcome, probably at least 5 votes in favor of that, maybe even 6. But then we're going to have to continue watching what Mr. Heller, who got the D.C. gun ban overturned, is doing. He's got a suit already going after the District of Columbia and their licensing scheme, because they frankly have figured out what New York has figured out, that you can have, for practical purposes, a gun ban without calling it that.
Absolutely. Unless you make a $30,000 donation to the sheriff in New York, you're not going to get one, so only rich Goldman Sachs billionaires have it. That was in Bloomberg. They're arming against the public. The bankers have all got shimmy autos, whatever they want. The public's being mugged in the street by the hordes of vampiric homeless people running around in a drug-crazed stupor. Stay there.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the second, third, and fourth hour. Ron Paul coming up in the next hour. Going back to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. If you just joined us, the Supreme Court a year and a half ago ruled that the Second Amendment is an individual right, as if we needed them to tell us this. But they had language in there about, but there can be reasonable restraints on it. And now they're saying, well, people have this right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and claiming this federal power over the states, whereas where I look at it, it should be the state's decision through their state constitutions. But when that does violate the Bill of Rights, then the federal government and the Supreme Court does kick in. And Larry Pratt's an expert on this, so navigate this for us, Larry Pratt, and explain why are the gun-grabbing groups saying that they're somewhat happy about some of the arguments earlier in the week by the Supreme Court pointing towards the fact that they're going to say, yes, you have a right to a Second Amendment, and that means turning your guns in, basically.
Well, there's nothing in this suit coming out of Chicago that is going to jeopardize the licensing schemes of any of these local jurisdictions. And so, yeah, the gun ban will be gone. But then the next challenge is going to be, oh, so you want a gun? Whatever made you think that would be easy? And, you know, there was a reporter after the D.C. Gun ban fell, went through the process, took him 6 or 7 months, $750 in fees and lessons that he had to take and all this kind of nonsense, and finally got his gun. But it was something that, as a matter of his job, he was able to do. But most of us who have a 9 to 5 and the bureaucrats probably work 9:30 to 4:30, rots a ruck getting over there and getting the papers. And, you know, you have to take vacation time on top of everything else to try to go through this gauntlet. And that's the way they like it. And they make the fees high enough that it becomes prohibitive, as they do in New York. It makes it so complicated you may need an attorney to navigate through the system.
So the language is, again, okay, you do have a right, but we have a right to make it almost impossible to get one.
So far, that's about all that we've accomplished. And, you know, it's progress. No more gun bans in D.C., no more probably in Chicago. A lot's going to hang on what Mr. Heller is doing. If he has a favorable outcome, then he's going to be junking the licensing scheme in the district. He's got another attorney, because the one that went up on his case the first time actually agreed with Justice Stevens that there is such a thing as reasonable infringement, which would include licensing. And well, that was the ball game. And even Scalia said, you know, we're not going to rule on the District of Columbia's licensing law because that was taken off the table by counsel. So that was a very expensive decision that attorney made. And from what he said later, that's what he believes. He doesn't have a problem philosophically with licensing.
And going back from memory, correct me if I'm wrong, the NRA came in and stuck their snout in the middle of the suit and was allowed to file briefs, and they were arguing in their filing that, yeah, you're allowed to make us get licenses and make it hard to get. We're just saying that if you can jump through 100 flaming hoops and climb Mount Everest, and if pigs can fly, then maybe sometime on a blue moon you can look at a gun. I mean, you know, they basically agreed that yes, you can restrict, but there is sometimes a right.
The NRA for a long time has taken a position that these kinds of, to use Stevens' term, reasonable infringements are acceptable. They were the ones who wrote the instant background check law. That was not something that the Bradys came up with.
The NRA spearheaded the 1968 Gun Control Act.
It was when the Brady law was before Congress, it was originally a waiting period. And had it remained just that, Sheriff Mack's lawsuit would have overturned that, and we would have had Zippo in this area.
But instead they moved to an instant registration again.
Exactly. And that supplanted the waiting period after, I don't remember, 4 or 5 years. And that's what we're stuck with now. So they think inside a very small box, and they're afraid to push back against the system because, well, they don't want to make the system mad at them. And that's an attitude that's a prescription for failure every time. It's almost identical to the way most congressmen think, just want to sit there and kind of be nice and can't we all get along? And it's kind of fun spending all this money anyway. So that's the business as usual attitude that we're up against. And it's killing us.
Now, Larry Pratt, Executive Director, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. We've got it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Links to it up on Infowars.com for radio listeners who want to go visit the sites and find out more and sign up for your great free alerts. Let's get into some other areas. I look at national statistics. Roughly 50-50 25 years ago in polls, half the public was ignorant and said, oh, yes, let's restrict guns. Now I see national polls of over 70% and growing every year say get rid of all the gun laws. It only empowers criminals and a corrupt government. We're seeing record gun sales. We're seeing a lot of so-called liberals buying guns. And we're also seeing Airsoft, which shoots a plastic safe BB, selling like hotcakes everywhere. I mean, they've got double aisles at Walmart and double aisles at Academy here in Austin where I live. Every time I'm there, people are just all over the Airsoft aisle snatching and grabbing. I've bought a bunch of these. It's great marksmanship for your children. It's air-powered, very safe. It's a gateway for people into firearms who would be scared to even pick up a BB gun or then a real firearm. Studies show it's causing people to relearn to not be so scared of guns. And so now all over Europe, all over England, Australia, Canada, they're banning them. And you know about the case in Cornelius, Oregon. We had the fellow on 2 days ago.
Right.
They seized $30,000. Now they've seized $20,000 more. Totally legal. Replica. They look real. And the ATF agent says on TV, it looks scary. I'm not going to allow you to have this. And he even got the ATF importation office to talk to them and tell them you don't have authority. And the Oregon office said, we don't care. Obama's giving us backing.
That's the key. I knew this was coming from the top. As long as President Hussein is in office, we are going to see this kind of lawlessness. If a bureaucrat wants to do this kind of thing, he knows he will not be held accountable by the guy at the top. And so we're going to see more of this, I'm afraid.
Well, they're claiming that they have a ruling power. Same way they can say a semi-auto is really full auto. Now, toy guns, Larry? I mean, aren't they wide open to serious lawsuits? But also, isn't it criminal? No paperwork either. They've grabbed two shipments, $50,000 worth, and just say, we're not talking to you. We're not giving you the paperwork. It's over. I mean, this is lawlessness.
It's about as outrageous a behavior as we've seen perhaps since Waco. These guys are so clearly thinking that they're above the law. They don't have to answer the phone. They don't. They've told the company that they don't have any obligation to even talk to them or explain how the company could make right, quote unquote, whatever it is that the.
Well, what should Brad Martin do then? I mean, this is the same as highway bandits robbing a stagecoach at this point.
Well, I talked to our federal affairs guys, and I said, look, there's a couple things that I'd like to see us try to do. Let's get the heads of the Second Amendment caucuses in the Congress, in the House and the Senate, to write some letters asking for an explanation. Probably get stonewalled. Okay, then let's start looking for ways to put some zeros in the customs budget, and because the custom actually was the doofus that got this thing started, and the ATF seems to be running cover for them, happily. So we can go in there and just zero out their enforcement offices in those particular cities. And then those guys are out of a job. I don't think they'll be volunteering to go to work.
Well, I mean, what's going on where the ATF comes into Austin, it's now been confirmed, and just ordered the Austin police chief shut down this legal gun show, and they did it by going to the landlord, to the owner, and just saying, we're going to charge you or use nuisance abatement crack house laws on you.
That would have been a frivolous lawsuit, but I can just see how the corporate attorney is thinking. My job is to save my employer, my client, hassle and money. And it's going to be a lot cheaper for him to lose this contract than it is to pay me to fight these jerks.
But
off.
Isn't that the essence of racketeering and government color of law tyranny? Hitler didn't have a law to lock up Jewish businesses. He just did it.
Well, you and I see that very clearly. And again, it's the lawlessness that we've come to expect from an administration that itself is lawless. Their answer, I can just hear the president now. If we were in that Blair House on another meeting talking about things like this, the most likely answer I would expect is a stony, I won. In other words, I can do anything I want because I won. There are no laws that govern me. That's where we are in this country. And there are a lot of people that actually think that way, too. Hey, he got elected. Now we can do anything we want. So the idea that we're in a republic where a lot of things are going to be almost always off bounds, off limits, that we've got at least two generations that hasn't been taught that in their government schools.
Well, Larry Pratt, how dangerous of a precedent is it? They know there's not a lobby for toy guns. They're using the ATF that is a supposed Second Amendment regulating organization to outside their jurisdiction go after this as a direct attack on the Second Amendment. I mean, clearly we've got to stand up and fight this.
We do, and I think that we have the soldiers in the Congress that once they become aware of this are going to want to do it. David Kodria has written a very good piece in Gun Rights Examiner on the web, and he includes an extensive report from the owner of his company.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about how we fight this and other attacks on the Second Amendment straight ahead.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Oh.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director, Gunners of America. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us, listeners and viewers. Southern Poverty Law Center has put out a bunch of reports last month attacking myself, Michelle Bachman, Tom Tancredo, Larry Pratt, Oath Keepers, Sheriff Mack, and with some of the things we cover a little more racy than these other groups, but when you start going after Larry Pratt and Michelle Bachman, a very popular congresswoman from Minnesota, they're really getting desperate. And every night on MSNBC, you don't like government health care, you're racist. You don't want big government, you're racist. You don't want gun control, you're anti-Semitic. I think the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, Larry, are really destroying any tiny shreds of credibility they have with anybody. They are so desperate.
They have shown that their thought processes seem to have atrophied, and pretty soon that we can just put them in some museum where we have other mummies and things like that. I mean, these guys are just absolutely without any arguments. They are resorting to, that's different, that's their most polite put down when you make a point that devastates their position. Well, my position's different. And the other is, of course, you're racist. And as you say, you see it nightly on MSNBC. So if you want to see how liberals play that, I should say socialists, watch there. That's, the advantage that I kind of enjoy watching MSNBC, because it's a first-hand newsletter report from the Communist Party USA. So I know what the enemy's going to be doing. And if I want to know what they're up to on socializing medicine and their latest little stratagem trying to get it through the Congress, just tune in.
You get their talking points right there. But
yep.
We've also caught them, and Kurt Nemo has an article about this up on InfoWars today. You'll have 5,000, 10,000, sometimes 100,000 at a tea party. They'll send one of their operatives in with a racist sign, and they put that on the news. Then people search their name and find out it's one of their operatives. I mean, this is really desperate type activity, and they're getting so upset that there's all these black people and Hispanics and Oath Keepers. I mean, look at the front page. I mean, it's incredible of their site. They're getting so upset that there's all these brown people at tea parties. I mean, they are really panicking.
Well, I was just delighted when the attack came out. I thought, how can it get any better than this when I get lumped in with Michelle Bachmann and all these other cast of characters that are leading the fight for freedom? That was a good day, and I don't know if they will ever understand how truly pleased and honored I am. And for them to think that they're hurting us, all they're doing is, as you say, showing that they've lost it. They really have lost it, and we can, as they like to say, we can move on now.
Well, here's another reason they're being discredited. POTUC, and it's in some of the reports they're putting out on a weekly basis, was up on MSNBC a few nights ago. We played it yesterday, and he said, these crazy Tea Party people believe a world government's being formed. Well, you've got Brown, Gore, Herman Von Rumpy, the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon in the New York Times with a headline, "We can do it," calling for world government, calling for global carbon taxes. And then POTUC gets up and says, "We're conspiracy theorists. We believe there's carbon taxes." I mean, it's like saying Larry Pratt's crazy and Alex Jones is crazy. They say the sun comes up in the morning.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what you say. You're nuts. You're a racist. And they hope people might buy that, but they ought to take a look at their business model, because it's not working too well. And who knows, will it be this year that the New York Times stops publishing a print newspaper and maybe remains as a little vestige of its former self online, where nobody will bump into it even accidentally? I don't know.
Well, that's right. If you go to Alexa.com with all the web ratings, New York Times going down, The Nation going, all these globalist publications are going down. Anything that's patriotic and pro-liberty is exploding, like we have rockets tied to our backs, and they're just destroying themselves. They're setting themselves on fire, immolating themselves in front of us.
I made one misguess on what Obama was like. I knew he was a Marxist before the election. I knew he was a thug. But I did think he would be more of a Fabian, more of that turtle mascot of theirs, moving more deliberately. But instead, he can't move fast enough to socialize everything that he can get his hands on. And it's for the first time, many people in this country now understand that liberalism has been a smiley face covering the reality of socialism. And now they see it in all its ugliness.
And they write all these news articles implying guns are illegal to create a false perception. It's not working. They've been exposed. Folks, check out gunowners.org. Sign up for their free newsletter or become a member. Larry Pratt, thank you for defending the Second Amendment.
And thank you for keeping your microphone on, Alex. Really appreciate you.
God bless, Larry. Take care. We'll be right back with a ton of other important news. Oh, yes. Wait till you hear what's coming up next.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Jason Burmes is going to pop in for about 10 minutes towards the end of the hour to break down the Cyber Security Act. Later, after Ron Paul leaves us, I want to get into Coffee Party founder is Obama campaign operative. Now, we announced 2 months ago and got the domains a month ago that I was going to launch a coffee party. And I'm not going to go out and organize. I'm not going to go out and actually have rallies, just to put the idea out, break down what the coffee party should do, wake up the Tea Party, that it's being taken over by Republicans, controlled establishment partisanship, and that the Republicans are going to sell us out. Now, we know Obama is, and now one of his operatives is setting this up and getting all this attention by the media to head off our coffee party. I knew I should launch this, and it was listeners' ideas. A few other people, since they heard about it, have launched similar things, but it's not getting media attention. We're launching a site in the next few days. We're going to have some articles about it tomorrow. And I've got to get together with Watson and Nimmo and kind of write up 15, 20 points of why we're doing this and what a real tea party should be. Hence, the coffee party. Stronger than tea. Because we're in serious times. That is coming up. There's also another piece that Paul Watson has where the mainstream media is demonizing anybody that questions the swine flu shot, saying that we believe that it's space alien DNA. No, we read the package that says it can cause cancer or sterilize you or cause Guillain-Barré syndrome or other neurological disorders. And it's now come out the whole thing was a hoax, a fraud to make money, that it's a dangerous vaccine. We've had the head of the 47-member commission of the EU on, a doctor, breaking down the fraud of this. And it's blown up in their face. So now they're running government-funded PSAs demonizing people. That's coming up here in a few minutes. But first, I wanted to get into this. I mean, this is so outrageous. It's an Infowars.com article by Aaron Dykes. And he has a larger YouTube video he put together with some of the history of China's one-child policy and what they do to women in China, the forced abortions, the rest of it. Mao killed, according to the U.S. government, 64 million people. The Chinese government says he killed more than 80 million, but they're proud of it. He broke up families. He put tens of millions of people in slave camps. I mean, this guy turned loose youth corps on the population in the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward. This guy forced tens of millions of farmers off their land, poor farmers, and killed them. He made Stalin look like a choir boy. And to have CNN talking about how great communism is and how great Mao Zedong is, that's like in my film Endgame. We have the actual New York Times article. We went to UT and got it. Some of our researchers did. We should shoot video of us at the UT library getting the actual microfiche. New York Times, him praising Mao Zedong in 1976 and saying how great Mao Zedong is and how we need that in America. Why would some of the richest people in the world want communism? Because they take your money and they organize and run your life. They break up the family and they give the money and power to themselves. That's the big dirty secret here. Look at how our banks and government and corporations have moved almost all our power to China because they're the globalist model of the controlled society. So this article from Infowars.com titled CNN Tells Masses That Communism Is Good for Women Despite China's Nightmare Legacy. And so you watch the short video clip and then you can read through a rundown. It's a pretty detailed article of what's really going on in China, and he's got some extra video clips that are more extensive than what we're about to play here right now. But here it is. CNN tells masses communism has been good for women. Oh, yes. Oh, women were slaves in the home. No, women could work in China if they wanted to. But in the internal government documents from Britain and the U.S. 100 years ago, Edward Bernays and others said, and it's now been declassified, Gloria Steinem's admitted she was hired by the CIA with Miss Magazine, how do we tax women as well? How do we get them in the workforce? So we can tax people to such a high level, families break up, and so the state can raise children. So this is where they force you to work. They turn you into a slave. And here's CNN talking about how wonderful communist China is, how great it is. And they've got little blue Obama books for the school kids now, like Mao Zedong's little red book. So let's go ahead and play a short clip of CNN. Here it is.
Chen Zheli is the president of the All China Women's Federation, one of the top-ranking women in the Chinese government, and witness to the major changes in women's status since the Communist Revolution. Among the first laws passed by Chairman Mao's government were statutes banning foot binding, bride selling, dowries, polygamy, and concubines. Women were invited to leave the home and join the labor force. Mao spoke those famous words, "Women hold up half the sky." If the statistics are any indication, communism has been good for women.
Okay. Now, they attach some good things for women to this piece and make it sound like Mao was a great guy. Women have forced abortions, which Obama supports. They follow the eugenics model. It's why they've been being industrialized. They made agreements with the U.S. government and Richard Nixon and George Bush, the Chinese ambassador from the U.S., the U.S. ambassador to China, to do this. They launched it in 75. By 81, it was forced abortion, one-child policy. Now, they proposed 3 months ago at Copenhagen and the UN a similar system for here in the United States. And the White House science czar and countless others, in fact, I'm looking for my eco-science, calls for sterilizing you through vaccines, through poison in the water. This is the type of stuff that's being pushed. And a lot of yuppies say, oh, yeah, there are too many people. Yeah, but they're poisoning your water, too. 52% of black people never get born. They get killed. And the left's the ones always, the controlled corporate left, pushing it. This is so diabolical, ladies and gentlemen, that we've come to the point where Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in all of recorded history, no one has killed more than Mao Zedong, no one debates that, is praised. Shifting gears, Paul Joseph Watson wrote an article about the government running demonization pieces of, in fact, will you guys pull it up, because for some reason I couldn't see it in my stack. I thought I printed it today. Demonizing anyone who doesn't think the vaccine is good for you. It's kind of like those corn syrup ads you've seen. All the studies show it links to diabetes. All the studies show it's got mercury in it for some reason. That's Washington Post. More than, or right at half of corn syrup products have mercury in it. But they run an ad where the woman's the expert and the man's always an idiot. Or another neighbor woman's over and the woman explains to her she's a moron that corn syrup's wonderful. Why do they do that? Not because women are stupid. Why do they target women? They target women because women make over 80% of the household purchases in all the major studies. And so they know women are the ones reading the back labels. Notice you can't buy chewing gum now in any store that I've seen that doesn't have aspartame in it, even if it's not sugar-free. What is aspartame? It's a genetically engineered E. coli bacteria that they feed toxic waste to. I'm not kidding. That then defecates a poisonous drug that is addictive, that is also 61 times sweeter than sugar per gram. Oh, you don't believe me? Just search engine the term manufacturing process of aspartame. It is the excrement of a genetically engineered bacteria. The Pentagon was trying to study chemical weapons in the 60s and came up with this, and they gave it to Donald Rumsfeld at Searle and Monsanto to come out with this. And I could just go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. It is an addictive chemical weapon, and they know it. But, hey, you know, they run all these ads explaining you're kooks, you're crazy. But they wouldn't be running these ads saying E. coli poop is good. They wouldn't be running ads saying mercury's good for your brain. They wouldn't be running ads saying that all these toxic substances were good if people weren't waking up. And the federal government's dished out money to all the states to run these. This is this particular clip out of Kentucky. But there's a bunch of states running different variants of these. And if you question the vaccines and think anything in it's bad, you believe in space aliens and that the vaccine is space alien genetics. So we're going to go ahead and play this clip. Remember how during the whole swine flu freakout, they would issue fact sheets going, there's no mercury, it can't sterilize you, it can't hurt you. But then the actual insert that came with the drug says it does. So let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
I hear the H1N1 swine flu vaccines made from platypus milk.
No. It was brought through a portal that only opens every 700 years.
My cousin sent me an email. Says it makes you susceptible to hypnotic suggestion.
Some folks believe anything. The swine flu vaccine is safe, effective, and you still need it. Learn more at Kentucky's Flu website. That way you can separate the fact from the fiction.
It was developed from secret alien technology found on the moon.
No one is saying any of that. We're having medical doctors on and the head of the EU commission on who found that Big Pharma made hundreds of millions of payoffs to regulators in the EU, England, the United States, and Canada. That it is a dangerous vaccine that the German government and military wouldn't even take. In fact, pull that up. German military gets additive free vaccine. We could pull up 31% of homeless given bird flu vaccine die. London Telegraph. I mean, the people are dying and getting sick. The Gardasil shot's killing masses of people. It's admitted it's killing people. The anthrax shots killed tons of our troops. The Pentagon even found that 9 years ago. They admitted it and stopped giving it. But no, we're space aliens. See, that's all they do. And they have the Southern Poverty Law Center gets up on TV and says, you believe in space aliens if, you believe there's a world government. Let's bring Jason Burmis in here, please. It's now time for him to be on. I wanted to sit back in this segment and the rest of the next segment to have Jason just read over the bill, because it seems like the mainstream media doesn't even know what's in this Cybersecurity Act. Then Ron Paul is coming up. And talk right into that microphone, Burmis. Thank you. Jason's done a lot of research on this, and I meant to cover this yesterday. But, Jason, you've got the floor in the next, at the end of this segment, the next segment, so go over it for us.
Well, thanks so much, Alex. What's being set up here is not only a federal cybersecurity program, but also a localized cybersecurity program. And this kind of harkened back to you going to SeaWorld and talking about how you are going to be trained from kindergarten up to work on these little mindless computers and surveil everybody. And that's what this is. It literally states that they are going to have scholarships for K through 12 students. So you as a parent will get a note home for your fourth grader that Tommy is going to be in the Junior Computer Genius Society, and he's going to do a summer internship for the federal government. And it says in here to get these scholarships, and we all know everybody wants a scholarship. Everybody's going to need a grant. We're going into an economic depression, Alex, so everybody's going to clamor to these jobs. They're going to recruit the best and brightest to run the literal slave grid they've put into place. And what they're going to do is they're going to use front organizations. So they're going to use foundations, okay? They are going to use the smallest of businesses. In fact, they're targeting businesses with less than 100 people that they can't get under their thumb immediately with this bill, with, again, funding. And this also creates a society where if something is exposed, if they are exposed as illegally wiretapping, surveilling someone illegally, they can localize it. They can say, no, it's just this foundation front. It's compartmentalization all in this bill. It's nightmarish. And the guest you had on yesterday literally said he had not read this thing. They're going to put the entire internet under the control of the FCC and NIST. NIST, an organization that has now covered up what really happened at World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7 for over 8 years, Alex.
And with Barry Jennings, who was in Building 7 with the director of security and said there were bombs going off, the fire department told them they saw it happen, then he mysteriously died very quickly. Now they're saying they have the recordings of these interviews, but they're not going to release them.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, this week, somebody got the response from their FOIA request to get the recordings of both Michael Hess and Barry Jennings from NIST's own investigation. They admitted in the documents, oh, these do exist, but they're exempt.
National security.
National security. Well, they give out the little, they don't actually say national security. They say the little subdivision, so you have to go look up the clause. But there's four separate clauses on each one.
And they give the national security clause.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unbelievable to me that we would put NIST and the FCC in charge of the internet, that we would allow the federal government to come in.
And the new FCC head has said they will control the internet.
Oh, this is full on the internet.
We'll start going over it quickly.
All right. So they're going to create a high-level panel that shall advise the president on matters relating to national cybersecurity program and strategy and shall assess trends and developments in cybersecurity science, research, and development, progress made in implementing the strategy, the way to revise the strategy, and at the very end, they say, whether societal and civil liberty concerns are adequately addressed. Nothing about the Constitution, nothing about the Bill of Rights, nothing about our inherent human rights to be able to live free in our persons and properties, Alex. Instead, they're going to address the societal and civil liberty concerns and make sure those concerns are adequately addressed. Folks, the Constitution and Bill of Rights are being ripped up and torn apart with this bill. Support of regional cybersecurity. So they're going to get into the business of your counties. It's not just going to be state and federal. Again, they're going after every major hub, all networks. This is total control of the internet. The regional centers are for the promotion and implementation of cybersecurity standards. Each center shall be affiliated with the United States-based nonprofit institution or organization. These are the front groups that they're going to be putting together, or consortium thereof that applies for and is awarded financial assistance under this section. Now, they're also going to standardize all software and hardware under NIST. The transfer of cybersecurity standards, process, technology, and techniques developed in the National Institute of Standards and Technology to centers, and through them, small, medium-sized companies throughout the United States. It's everybody.
And you have to have a federally approved person in your business. Everything has to have government software running on it. They're totally taking over the infrastructure of the Internet.
Absolutely, and that's why they want the K-12 students, so that they can actually certify them while they're still in school and then recruit them immediately out of high school. Immediately.
All right, stay there. We've only got 5 minutes left before Ron Paul comes up. Race through the actual subsections for people. This is the House version. The Senate is even worse. You got Senator Jay Rockefeller saying, quote, "We would have been better off without ever inventing the Internet." They want to censor it. Cass Sunstein at the White House is calling for that as well. Jason Burmes is our guest popping in. Ron Paul coming up, and your phone calls and a ton of other important news. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fit Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This always seems to happen when Ron Paul's on the Hill. We were going to get 30 minutes with him. We're getting 15. He's got to go to a vote at 2:15 Eastern, 1:15 Central. Burmes, finish up with some of the Cybersecurity Act for people that don't know what's in it.
Sure. I just want to go over how all software configuration will go through NIST, through the FCC, through the Department of Homeland Security that was absorbed by the NSA and really set up by the NSA as a domestic spy front for all United States citizens. Okay, so now all software will have to be an established standard of computer-readable language for completely specifying the configuration of software on computer systems widely used in federal government, by government contractors and grantees, and in the private sector-owned critical infrastructure. And, of course, all of the major private sector is critical infrastructure. So this is standardized software across the board. I think you're going to see the death of things like Linux. You're going to have to go to the Juarez or IRC boards or the torrent sites to try eventually to use blacklisted software. The same with hardware. I mean, it's all here, Alex, and there will be national compliance standards for all software. So they don't like your software. Forget about antitrust. You won't be able to compete in the system because they won't allow it. They'll just rip it off and put it under a Microsoft or Mac brand. And unfortunately, the public is going to clamor for it. Again, this bill, Alex, passed in the House with over 400 plus votes for it and 5 votes against it, one of them Ron Paul, I might add. And when you went to the congressional page, over 94% of the people were against it. How is this a representation of we the people? It's not. International standards. The director through the Institute and in coordination with appropriate federal agencies shall be responsible for the United States representation in all international standards development related to cybersecurity. So I guess we should be like China. I guess we should move towards Australia-style censored internet. That's what's in here.
Well, CNN says Mao's good. He killed more people than anybody in history, but he's good. Think of the outrageousness of that.
Absolutely. And in Invisible Empire, we cover how on the 60th anniversary of Mao and his communist regime, we decided to light up the Empire State Building in those communist colors because we love them so much, Alex. That's disgusting.
But then meanwhile, neocons criticize me for going on Russia Today and talking bad about communism. When the neocons were founded by the Trotskyites and are communist.
You just can't win. The communists can literally kill millions of people.
Our government created the communists and the UN on record. Our government is a bunch of banks. People got better figure this out fast.
No,
and they don't like Russia because they kicked the communists out.
That's true.
They kicked the Rothschild bankers out. On record.
Mm-hmm. Let me just go over just a few more things of this.
Dirty, filthy commies out there, all you neocons saying I'm a commie. Everybody knows you're the scum.
We've talked before about them regulating broadband internet. In other words, you're going to start paying per megabyte, per gigabyte.
But the key there is once the government gives you free broadband that you pay for, then the FCC says because it's broadcast, they will control it and put their software in.
That is where I'm going with this, mandatory licensing through the FCC. So after they take it over, you'll have to get mandatory licensing.
Look, I want to go to calls, but since Ron Paul's getting cut short today, just at the 20 after come in, another 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because I mean, I want to just start through the whole thing, run through it in one segment.
Absolutely.
Just quickly, boom, 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 because I've read it, you've read it. No one seems to even know what's in this. I mean, this is so draconian, it's off the charts, and they're trying to sneak it through. It's past the House. We can maybe stop it in the Senate if... That's why Declan McCullough on, thinking he'd know about this CNET news. He's a smart guy. He didn't know. You were reading subsections. He didn't know. And you know, this is a big show, but if you, the listeners, and all the IT people, go read this for yourselves, get the articles out that Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson have written for Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, we have a chance of turning this around.
Absolutely, and this isn't a daunting bill. This is only 50-plus pages. I got through this in less than 20 minutes. As an American citizen, don't you think it's your duty to know what they're about to pass?
All right, we haven't even scratched the surface. Burmish will be back in here. I am going to have open phones and news blitz in the last hour and a half of the show. That's all coming up, but we'll see if Ron Paul is going to be joining us straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.